Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox, and most importantly, welcome to season three. We did it. Third season. It feels weird to say that. When I started this back in March 2019, I really, A, had no idea what I was doing, and B, had no idea how long I was going to do it for or what even it would look like. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for persisting and having patience with me, and thank you for the support and feedback you've given me along the way. I've tweaked the podcast based on your feedback and your insights, so please do keep getting in touch. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, and what you want to see more of. So let's kick off season three. What's going to look like? We're going to do 20 episodes each season. We're going to have 10 ideas lab and 10 in-depth interviews / book clubs. So if you're following the pod, you know we do a book club now every month. Last month, we read Bezonomics, which was a really good book about Amazon and Jeff Bezos. We're going to kick into that on Thursday with Fabio Mole. Fabio was one of Ireland's first e-commerce entrepreneurs with his site, Funky Christmas Jumpers. So he's ideally placed to give us the rundown on Bezonomics and what he thought of it. So that'll be Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Next week, we have a huge interview with Mr. Seamus Fahey. Seamus is the founder of Merian Vaults, Merian Gold, and Voltaire Diamonds. Really interesting story. I met him for a socially distanced coffee a few weeks ago before I went on my holidays, and he has an incredible story. So that'll be Thursday week, so tune in for that. As I mentioned there, I'm literally just in the door from my holidays. I called it a staycation on Instagram, and someone sent me a snotty message saying it's not a staycation, as I didn't return home that day. So there you go. There's always a critic. I had a beautiful time. I went in a camper van for the first half down along the south coast of Ireland. So Wexford, Waterford, Cork. Started off in Ballymoney, then Dunmore East, which is absolutely beautiful. Stayed right out on the harbour there. It was spectacular. Then down onto, sorry, I'm giving you a little travelogue here as well as a pod. Then down into Cove, which is superb. If you have a camper van, Cove is such good facilities. And then back up to the Midlands, stayed with friends of ours. We got a self-catering cottage, one of the last available in Ireland. So we stayed there for a couple of days, and it was great to get away, but it was also pretty stressful. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. The process of going away in Ireland, while we're blessed to be able to have such a beautiful country to get away in, especially when the weather's like this, it was stressful. It was a stressful couple of days. Like, it was a beautiful holiday, but there's been a huge amount of friction created by COVID. And that is what we're going to talk about today. And that is where I see massive opportunities for entrepreneurs. So if you are an aspiring entrepreneur or you're a current entrepreneur, the friction I experienced this week has hundreds of opportunities waiting to be explored. Very simple examples. When we were traveling around, we're, you know, getting food. We weren't cooking that much. We're getting food. And it was impossible to find out what's open. The communications from a lot of small businesses, and I'm not having a pop here because inevitably they're under such pressure and they've probably had to lay some people off and they're not focusing on the communications and social media side. But in fact, they should be doubling down on that now, because before you go anywhere now, you want to pre-check. You want to check, A, is it open? And B, what do you have to do? Like, do you have to, you know, do you have to pre-book somewhere? Do you have to, like, do they only do takeaway now? Do you have to have a certain process? Can you only order online by phone? There's so many variables when you're ordering something as simple as, you know, breakfast or a coffee, that there's a huge opportunity for people to provide communication skills and communication packages, I think, to small businesses like cafes, bars, restaurants. And they need it most now, because I looked at some cafes and restaurants and they hadn't updated their social media since March, since the middle of lockdown. And I was like, oh, very sad. We're closing for a few weeks. And that was the last you'd heard of them. And then I walked up to the cafe and it was wide open, you know, and there was queues and all sorts of stuff going on. So that's the first opportunity for today to look at, is the friction created by the lack of communications with small businesses. So how can they do that better? And as an entrepreneur, how can you provide services to them or provide a playbook? A very simple plan here would be to write a little quick ebook specialized for cafes, bars, restaurants. A playbook of how they should be communicating with the customers, the various different channels they should be using. You know, Google My Business. If you search for a cafe, let's say in Greystones, first thing that's going to come up is their Google My Business page. Has that been updated? Do you know what's relevant? Like, do you know when it was last updated? that should be mandatory. If you have a website for your business, add in when you update it last, because when you go on, you don't know, has it been updated since 2015? Inevitably, a lot of places haven't. So there's a huge opportunity there. If you are a business already, to up your game in that aspect. And if you are in the PR, comms, marketing space, huge opportunity there to help small businesses improve their communications. Second one is queuing. Take today as a perfect example. I got up, I made a takeaway coffee because I didn't want the hassle of having to go to a coffee shop and queue up. Then I drove to the Decathlon, put on a mask, and then queued for 25 minutes just to get inside. Then I drove to Woody's, where I bought a lawnmower online. I did click and collect as I didn't want to have to queue again. That's just 1 2 to 3 hour period, and they are fundamental behavior changes that I simply wouldn't have done 6 months ago. So if you are in retail, or you are in business, or you want to set up a business, there's three different ways my personal behavior, and I'm sure it's the same for everybody, has changed. And that's just one morning. So for example, Decathlon, putting on a mask to go inside, the queue is huge because everything is slower and you have to be further away and they have to regulate how many people are going in. And then the Woody's, the click and collect side, there's huge opportunities there. That was so handy to use. Literally go online, buy your thing, bring them when you're outside and they come out. But that could be improved as well. Apart from the grumpy guy who brought out the lawnmower, it could be improved really well in terms of, you know, there's some sort of beacon that tracks you as you're coming in, or you can just click I'm here and then out they pop. You know, there's a million different ways, like a little parcel motel system whereby they can just pop a little parcel motel style thing outside and collect it any time of the day. Massive opportunities there. The queuing system alone, look at that if you're in business. Some sort of pre-book or queue jumping app. So just thinking out loud here. Think of like the fast track system in the airport. You know, Ryanair do it. A lot of businesses do it. If you want to pay a little bit extra, you don't actually have to have the hassle of queuing. I can see something like that coming, whereby if this is here for the long term, which it very possibly could be, you know, regular customers can join some sort of membership scheme and then they have a separate entrance. And it's also maybe a revenue generator, but it's also probably just a way of building a better community around your business. Regulars don't have to queue. Third one is a retail interiors expert. It's so bloody confusing. Where are you meant to be standing? I queued up for 3 minutes today and I closed Till and Dunn's because I couldn't tell exactly where I was going. There's all these like masking tape things on the floor and you know, you're looking up, you're already wearing a mask, you're stressed out enough. You know, there's going to be massive opportunities in the next 12 months. It's also a period of great difficulty. I'm not downplaying that, but there's also a period of opportunity whereby whenever friction is created, businesses will spring up to cater to that. Look at Uber, look at Deliveroo, look at Buyme, look at any of those businesses that are taking the friction out of a friction-filled process. Another one is a mask vending machine. Twice in the holidays, I had to go buy a new mask because I'd left it back where we were staying and I had to run into a pharmacy, pay £6 for a mask. Mask vending machines will pop up. And the fifth one is, yesterday we did a beautiful green trail in the Midlands. It was an old disused railway line from, I think it was from Athlone to Mullingar. It's an old railway line shut down. They've created a lovely, beautiful path. I never knew that it even existed. So while we have a huge amount of tourism marketing going on, the Wild Atlantic Way and everything has been done so well, there's a lot of other activities that now need to be COVID friendly. So I think a marketing push in terms of COVID friendly activities that you know are safe, that have been updated regularly, that you know this is okay, this is open, definitely this is open. And as I said earlier, last updated 1 week ago, because things are changing so quickly. Look at Kildare, Laois and Offaly. Things change so fast that we now need to be even faster as entrepreneurs and even quicker so that we're not missing out on potential businesses and sales because we just haven't got a communication strategy in place. That is it for today. I'll be back on Thursday. Sign up to the newsletter as I send out all the kind of cool stuff that I'm reading, what I'm watching, what I'm listening to. I will see you on Thursday for a full review of the Beesonomics book. This month's book is The Gambler. A great story. Join up to the book club on my website and we'll be discussing that next month. I'll see you on Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Have a great week. Be safe.